Hello, welcome to the half-hour edition of Hot Pipes with me, Steve Ashley. Today's show uses as inspiration the hits of 1957. In that year, Harry Belafonte had four songs in various charts around the planet. One of my favourites was the Banana Boat song. The Banana Boat Song, a traditional Jamaican composition that was sung by the dock workers loading bananas onto ships through the night. Belafonte's wasn't the first version to capitalise on the calypso craze in 1950s America, but it was the one that he is most remembered for. That theatre pipe arrangement was by Don Feely, playing the Wurlitzer in the Organ Grinder restaurant in Portland, Oregon. Love Letters in the Sand, copyrighted in 1931, was revived by Pat Boone in 1957 and stayed in the US Billboard charts for 34 weeks and in the UK charts for 21 weeks. Everett Norse and the Fox San Francisco Wurlitzer put the J. Fred Coote song through its melodic paces in this 1963 recording for the Fantasy label. Thank you. Love Letters in the Sand. The Fox Wurlitzer was installed in shallow chambers, allowing it to fill the 4,600-seat auditorium with that glorious music, a perfect fit of organ and theatre. What a travesty that the Fox was torn down in 1963. Probably my least favourite singer of the 50s and 60s was Johnny Mathis, but he did record some great hits of the day, among them Chances Are, which was composed in 1957 by Al Stillman and Robert Allen. It put Mathis in the number 22 spot overall that year, right behind It's Not For Me To Say, for which unfortunately I've no theatre pipe recordings. Lynn Larson taped this track of Chances Are in 2000 on the Wurlitzer of Organ Stop Pizza in Mesa, Arizona. Last week, I played a 1956 Frankie Lymon original, Why Do Fools Fall in Love? In 1957, Frankie, on his first release without the Teenagers, followed up with a number from the Benny Goodman songbook, Goody Goody. Back in 1936, when the song had its first success, Sidney Torch made this side on the Christie of the Regal Theatre Edmonton with a vocal refrain by Carolyn Marsh. Goody Goody by Johnny Mercer and Matty Malnick, recorded by Sidney Torch in 1936. 1956 saw the release of the film Around the World in 80 Days, which had the star-studded lineup of Shirley MacLaine, David Niven, Frank Sinatra and Red Skelton, but its title music didn't hit the big time in the charts until the following year, with covers by Bing Crosby, Victor Young and his orchestra, and in the UK, Ronnie Hilton. George Blackmore recorded the theme in 1967 on the Wurlitzer of the Dendy Theatre, Middle Brighton, a suburb of Melbourne, Australia. Thank you. George Blackmore with Around the World on the Denzi Wurlitzer in Melbourne. The song All the Way won an Oscar in 1957 for the film The Joker is Wild, starring Frank Sinatra and Mitzi Gaynor, plus an appearance by the great Sophie Tucker. It also earned Frank Sinatra the number 19 spot in the overall ratings for that year. Vic Hammett released this arrangement of the song on a 1972 LP for Amberley, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Granada Theatre, Tooting, in South London. By Sinatra's great songwriting team of Sammy Kahn and Jimmy Van Heusen. Unfortunately, the rock and roll era is poorly represented in the Theatre Pipe repertoire. There were some great songs that would work well, but are rarely recorded by organists. One notable exception is At the Hop, which charted for Danny and the Juniors on both sides of the Atlantic in 1957, putting the song at number 13 overall for the year. Bill Vlasic lets rip on this recording on the Wurlitzer of the Paramount Music Palace, Indianapolis, on his first vinyl LP release. ¶¶ Hop played on the Wurlitzer that was based on the organ removed from the Paramount Theatre Oakland in the 1960s and which now sadly rests in storage awaiting a new home. That concludes today's show, I'm afraid, but before I go, let me quickly remind you of my website, hoppipes.eu, where you'll find an archive of these programmes and those of my one-hour podcasts, along with links to concert schedules around the world. Until next week, it's goodbye from Steve Ashley and Hot Pipes.